I'm Garrett.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Matt.
And we're Soul Card on WMUC-FM College Park!
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Good morning, College Park. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park Radio, and we are Ox Privilege Revoked. I'm Rory.
I'm Adam. Happy to be back after the Thanksgiving holiday. Thrilled, in fact. And I'm just really thankful for the time that we had at home, you know?
I thought you were going to say you were thankful for me.
Well, but you were also at home. Kind of counts.
Wow. Mm. My heart is warmed.
Yeah, you can extract some thanks from that.
Adam and I stopped and got some coffees this morning, and he got the smallest coffee I've ever seen.
Well, he asked me small, medium, or large, which usually they only ask you two options. I didn't want to see him big and greedy to the man.
Oh, no. Which, never.
So I was like, small, sir. That's all I need.
I just need a little one.
I just need a small one.
Just me.
Gosh.
But let's see, this morning we're gonna start off with some cranberries.
Yes, we
are.
A
classic. I think the cranberries, not only because they are a dish, they just connect to Thanksgiving for me.
Yes. Which cranberry song?
This one.
This one? I believe that's from the Sundays, actually.
The same thing.
The Sundays,
the cranberries.
Know,
yeah, the
Sundays.
So please do enjoy. But thanks so much for tuning in.
Feelings ebb and flow.
Alright, that was a little bit of Just Like You Used To by Jalen Gonda. Is that how you say his name?
Nailed it.
Great.
My close personal friend.
Yes, Jalen.
That album is quite fabulous.
I haven't actually listened to it all the way through.
I recommend. If you have some spare time, which I don't know if you do. Busy
season
lad.
For some people, not really for us, but we're still making it through. All right, we have just about a week and a half left of classes in the fall here. How are you feeling, you know, personally, academically?
I'm feeling on top of the world, Adam.
That's perfect.
Truly. This has been my favorite semester so far.
Has it?
Yes. By a landslide.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
First semester.
It's been a good one.
Not having like a real job. And yeah. It makes a world of difference. Do I have any money? No.
No.
But I wake up grinning. I wake up grinning.
Until that spring break bill hits.
Oh, it hit.
Oh, it hit?
It hit. Cancun, here we come.
There we go. I know I have friends who are like, we're thinking about Aruba.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can't commit to a vacation.
Yeah,
that far out at this
point. I know.
There's
a lot of
too
uncertainty
much uncertainty
in your future.
Yeah, the future is murky. It's foggy.
It's murky.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling apprehensive.
Excellent.
You know, I'm excited to go back home for a little bit and to enjoy the holidays. I was putting up the new ornament on my advent calendar today.
Mm. What do you celebrate with your family?
Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, in the traditional manner. But we're not traveling this year. We're just staying at home because Lexi's only home for 2 weeks. So we didn't want to, you know, make her spend two of those days in a car for 7 hours each.
That's
so
kind.
It's a kind family that we run there. But after that, you know, into January, we'll see. You know, birthday month, fun.
I think it's going to be big things for you.
Big things for me.
Seeing as it's your birthday month.
Nothing can go wrong in birthday month.
Nothing can go
wrong.
That's
what they say.
That's your whole month.
Right. Well, I like to take a month on each side, too.
And now that we're approaching our mid-20s, I feel like birthdays are more important than ever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, turning 8 and 9 was nothing, but now that we're in our mid-20s,
22,
like, it's a whole month.
That's the big one.
It's a whole month.
That's the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have 5 dinners.
Oh, I'm going to drag it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to drag it out. I'm going to drag my friends all across this town and city.
I'm going to make them do ridiculous events and activities.
Pull out the plastic and wave it around. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. All right, guys. We have a little bit of Puzzle by Verdania next. Famously played at the end of Luca Guadagnino's Queer from last year. And then some Cotton Jones and some Serge Gainsbourg. Enjoy.
Some Serge.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Toile de Jesse James. Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac-tac-tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution, c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
All right, that was Bonnie and Clyde by Bridget Bardot, the actress from Contempt, and Serge Gainsbourg, the famous French singer who gets a shout-out in the movie Francis Hall that we watched last night, and that's why he's on the show today.
Oh, and what a fabulous movie that was.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about it? Can we talk about Francis?
I was blown away. She's perfect.
Yeah. That was your second time watching it, my 13th.
You're 13.
My 13th.
Right. Normal amount of times to watch
right,
a movie.
In 3 years. It really speaks to me on a very, like, I don't know, elemental level, like, in my core.
I like that.
It's just really beautiful. I'm tearing up now talking about it. There are tears welling up in my eyes. I'm just thinking about our dear Frances Halliday.
So, wait, why is it in black and white?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked. Remember when I mentioned Bridget Bardot, the actress, was in the movie Contempt?
Yeah.
So that was directed by Jean-Luc Godard, who was part of, he was one of the four kind of fathers of the French New Wave, which was this whole movement in the early 60s to the late 60s in France, where a bunch of young directors worked for this one, they all kind of worked for this magazine. Mm. They used to be like film critics, they all became film directors and writers. And they shot very cheap movies, so always in black and white, because that was the cheaper film stock, on location, usually with some non-actors. And it was all about kind of finding the truth in cinema. And usually they were a bit plotless, a little bit aimless, or more so than like a lot of the Hollywood productions. So Francis Ha, which actually takes all of its music, is brought in from those films, it's borrowed. That was shot in the same style as the French New Wave films. So when she goes to Paris in the film, it's kind of like a little wink and a hint back to the origins of that style, which is in Paris in the 1960s, and shot in black and white to evoke those films.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think it elevates the whole experience.
Well, I think it makes you feel a little bit timeless. It reminds you that like what she's going through, kind of all people in their 20s go through. It doesn't make you feel really stuck in 2012, despite the characters, like fedora hats and awful outfits and such.
Yes, the millennials, mm-hmm. The young millennials.
That was a little throwback to the movie show I used to have there. Wow. Little aspect ratio throwback.
Did you ever talk about Francis Ha?
Oh, I'm sure I did. Yeah,
I'm sure you did.
I forget a lot of the episode names, but there was definitely one where I talked about that. I think it was one about adolescence in film.
Okay.
I think that was one. It was like a little bit of a case of arrested development there. Mm. We have two more songs from you. Oh, a few more. Okay, good. Well, next two we have
Oh Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground and Aces by the Something Specials.
Lovely. Please enjoy.
Ain't got toes from the words in the book. I see a vision that would bring me luck. From my head to my toes, through my teeth, through my nose, you get these words wrong. You get these words wrong every time. You get these words wrong. I just smile. But from my head to my toes, from my knees to my eyes, every time I watch the sky, for these last few days leave me alone. But for these last few days leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Usually, the movie Jaws doesn't come to mind when swimming in the Chesapeake Bay, but occasionally, sharks do leave their deepwater habitats to visit in the summer. Several years ago, fishermen caught a 300-pound bull shark in the Choptank River. Bull sharks are usually found in tropical and subtropical oceans, but can survive in freshwater estuaries and rivers. Bull sharks are aggressive and can attack people. However, most sharks visiting the bay are young sandbar sharks that move in schools during the summer and hide in seagrasses. These sharks pose no threat to humans, but are important carnivores in the Chesapeake Bay ecosystem.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club.
All right, that was a little bit about sharks in the bay. But before that, we had some New Order, some Ghost Woman. And coming up, we have two more songs for you. I say we, but it's just me in the studio now. Rory unfortunately had to dash, get some fingerprinting done, I think, or something. Anyways, we have two more songs, a little bit of Fleetwood Mac, and then some Diana Ross for you to finish off your Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we'll be back next week, and maybe the week after. We'll have to see. It's finals week. I don't really know my schedule yet. TBD. We'll see if I'm working. If not, last week will be the second to last episode. And if I am working, it may be the last. But we'll be back next semester, don't you worry. Thank you always for listening, and enjoy Fleetwood and Diana.
Yes, the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago.
friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. And your body wants nothing. You know you're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like a dream. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right. Down in Mexico, where a man can fly over mountains and hills. He don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. 'Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. Hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Your body has nothing. You're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream. It seems like a dream. 'Cause when your body needs nothing, you float around, they got you hypnotized.
Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that catch you cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. I know you got charm and appeal, you always play the field. I'm crazy to think you're all mine. To shine, there's a place in my heart for you, that's the bottom line. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moment with you. Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating, but no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round, round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out.